Proclamation number 6481, dated the February 20th, 1956. Recognizing and acknowledging God. Atheists. You look upon yourselves as independent beings as long as you don't believe in a God to whom you owe your existence and your life, for you don't want to know yourselves guided by His will, on which your existence depends. And yet you know that you yourselves are incapable of shaping your life as you please, that you are also incapable of extending your life even for one day. Thus you know that you are dependent on a power, or, if you deny this power, on a law to which you are therefore subject by nature. You have to accept this natural law, but you refuse to acknowledge a being as a lawmaker. You refuse to acknowledge a purpose or a directive for your existence, because you still share too much of the attitude of the one who once renounced his creator and presented himself as determining and acting independently to all beings whom he created in this wrong attitude. You are these spiritual beings he created, and you share the same opinions as him. You don't acknowledge his existence either. You shelter the same sentiments in you which filled him and impelled him to desert God. As long as you do not recognize and acknowledge God, you are full of the satanic spirit, arrogantly relying on your own strength and in addition full of selfish love, which explains why your thinking is wrongly inclined and you live in an unenlightened spiritual state on earth. The wisdom you deem yourselves to possess makes you increasingly more arrogant and self-confident, and yet it is completely worthless knowledge, since it only concerns things which disappear for you at the moment of death. Everyone who denies God, who does not believe himself to be connected with a power, is isolated from God, and he will remain isolated after his death. Nevertheless, he exists. Death does not extinguish him, as he erroneously assumes during life on earth. He remains self-aware as a being. It merely recognizes itself to be weak when it wants to carry out the same things as it had done in earthly life. And then it will often take possession of the strength of people who share the same opinion and even encourage their wrong thinking. For all God-opposing beings remain associated, both among each other as well as with the being which accomplished the separation from God first. God certainly externalized all spiritual beings as independent so that they could recognize themselves as individual beings. However, He Himself did not sever the bond with these individual beings but constantly permeated them with His strength of love. And as long as they accepted His strength of love, they were blissfully happy. But when the first created being rejected God's emanation of love, when it believed in its own arrogant thinking that it no longer needed this, it rejected God at the same time and totally isolated itself from Him and thereby became wretched and spiritually unenlightened. And so the denial of a deity is always the unmistakable evidence of a follower of the one who once revolted against God. In earthly life, the human being can easily come to realize that he depends on the will of a power which is in control of him, because he receives too much evidence of that in regards to himself as well as his environment. Yet God never determines the human being's will to think in accordance with divine order, but he will grant light to everyone who desires light. There is no excuse for a person who denies God, for everyone can recognize him if he abandons his spiritual pride, the hereditary evil, if he lowly and humbly asks questions in his mind which will surely be answered to him and which can grant him belief in a God. Every atheist is spiritually arrogant, and this arrogance also prevents him from questioning because he proudly claims to know where he is entirely ignorant. And every atheist is in contact with people who believe in a God and creator of eternity, who determines their existence. And through these he will time and again be motivated to think about it, if, However, he inwardly refuses to do so, then he has not yet relinquished his past opposition, and he will hardly accept an explanation in the beyond either if he is not remembered in loving intercession. Anyone who denies God is still infinitely far away from the eternal home. Amen.